Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and tonight we're pleased to bring you a repeat broadcast with Keith Lockhart of the Boston Pops, which was on the program several years ago. During this holiday season, we thought it would be appropriate to bring those memories back once again.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Mano. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Mano.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to have a return guest this evening. Sharing the program with us is Mr. Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra. Welcome back, Keith.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here, and an honor to be a return guest.
It's been a couple of years since we've had you on Conducting Conversation, but it's always great to hear your voice and be impressed with the many, many things that the orchestra has accomplished over the years. And just as a little bit of background for our audience, that everyone knows the name Keith Lockhart, but you might not know that he was born in Poughkeepsie, New York, which is one of my favorite places in the world.
Is it really?
It really is. I've spent a lot of time there, off and on, with some friends, and in unusual places like the Beekman Arms. Do you remember that place?
I do very much. That was one of the fancy dress-up places that we got to eat when I'd come home from college and see my folks, who no longer live there, but so I still have fond memories of I was there from birth to the time I headed off to college.
Right, and you started, according to your bio that I've taken off the website, you started playing the piano at the age of 7, right?
I believe that's correct, yes. It's so hard, long ago I forget, but the piano at the age of 7, and then I started playing clarinet in the school band at the age of 10 in the public schools in Wappingers Falls, New York, and the rest just kind of happened.
Wappingers Falls. I have a dentist friend named Dr. Ross from Wappingers Falls. So I think I'd throw that out there. You might know that was my dentist. But anyway, we're very fortunate to have Keith with us this evening, everyone. And people are listening to us not only on the air in Rhode Island and Connecticut and southeastern Massachusetts, but worldwide on the World Wide Web as they stream our program. So people all around right now, Keith, are listening to you. They're listening to you in places that you've been, like Japan and Korea.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, hello to all my friends out there.
And the tours that took you to Japan and Korea, how long ago were those?
The last time we were in Japan and Korea was too long ago. I think probably 2002. Uh-huh. I'm going back there as an individual to conduct the NHK Symphony in Tokyo in March. Late February, early March of this year, so I'm looking forward to getting back there, and we have some plans in place to get the Pops back to Asia in the near future.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be great. I'm sure they would enjoy that immensely. And one of the other things is in your background that you, last time we talked, you were doing a summer thing, as I recall, in North Carolina. Is that still going on?
That is, actually. I am next summer will be my third summer as artistic director and principal conductor at the Brevard Music Center in Western North Carolina. I'm an alumnus of that institution from, about 35 years ago when I was in high school. And I've had fond memories of it since. I think it's a transformative and wonderful place for young musicians to get inspired and work alongside great professionals. And it's really exciting to be able to give back a little.
Well, that's great. And the reason that we're having you on this time of year, and for this show in particular, is that in the coming week you are going to be doing two performances in our listening area, one on Thursday night in Uncasville at the Mohegan Sun, and that's going to be your holiday concert, correct?
That is. That's the beginning. Not quite the beginning of our tour. I suppose we'll have been out for about a week before that, but we've been to Mohegan Sun before. It's been a few years, and of course we've come down to Rhode Island pretty much every year since I've been here, and that's going to be exciting too.
Right, and Saturday night at the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence, and this year is a special treat. You're going to have a special guest, the Swingle Singers, correct?
Well, yes, and for those of us who are of a certain age and remember Christmas television specials in the 60s, I remember hearing these guys associated with the sound of the season a long time ago. The Swingle Singers, believe it or not, have been around 47 years. Of course, the individuals in the and the organization have changed completely over that period of time, but they still have that trademark sound, those incredibly good, tight vocal harmonies, a little bit of jazz thrown in, and they sound amazing. And I'm really excited to team up with them. It's the first time the Boston Pasta has ever worked with them.
Oh, that's great. I remember doing a show with Ward Single in 1966 in Chicago, and at McCormick Center in Chicago, and they were great then, and they're still great with a lot of great recordings. So that's going to be a special treat. What I thought we might do today is segue into some music that's off of your holiday album called Sleigh Ride. Is that the correct title of the album?
That is the correct title of our most recent holiday album, and it's available online at bostonpops.org if people hear it and like it and want to buy it.
All right. Well, let's go to the title song of that called Sleigh Ride right now, and then we'll be back with more of Keith Lockhart. Well, Keith, now that we're definitely in the holiday mood listening to Sleigh Ride, I understand you have a new recording that's not available on CD yet, but it's available in some method. Is that right?
We do. We've created over my 15 years with the Pops so many great new Christmas arrangements that we could make an album a year, pretty much. And we have actually made two. We made one called Holiday Pops about a decade ago, and one called Sleigh Ride just a couple of years ago, and I think they are both delightful, but we didn't have immediate plans to do another one just yet, but we commissioned a year ago an arrangement that is the most successful arrangement that I have ever commissioned. It's right up there, I think, in popularity with our audiences with Leroy Anderson's Immortal Sleigh Ride, which was commissioned by this orchestra some years ago. It's a new arrangement of The 12 Days of Christmas by a wonderful New York Broadway arranger named David Chase, who is just one of the most witty and inventive musicians I can think of. And I've always wanted to have 12 Days of Christmas in our library, but I've always wanted to have a version that was that just outshone everybody else's, and I think we found it. So this one was recorded last year, and it's now available as an internet download on the bostonpops.org site. So anybody who likes it, it makes an excellent digital stocking stuffer.
Great. So that's the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's a little bit lengthy. It's about almost 9 minutes long.
And it's worth every second.
Well, I guess you get a lot of bang for your buck that way, right, if you download it. But we're going to listen to that in its entirety in this segment. So we'll get to that now, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Keith Lockhart on Conducting Conversations.
swimming.
Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and tonight we're pleased to bring you a repeat broadcast with Keith Lockhart of the Boston Pops, which was on the program several years ago. During this holiday season, we thought it would be appropriate to bring those memories back once again. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are very pleased to be talking with special guest Keith Lockhart, and we are talking about their album Sleigh Ride and their appearances in both Mohegan Sun on Thursday night, the 17th, and then at the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence on Saturday night, the 19th. And Keith, that version of the 12 Days of Christmas we just listened to is a lot of fun, very unique.
It is really unlike, you know, I was kind of nervous about commissioning an arrangement of that piece because the piece being a Liszt piece it can get very long very quickly. And to go to somebody of David Chase's inventiveness and have him take up the project with such enthusiasm and create something that was so much fun and such a real virtuoso workout for both the chorus and the orchestra, I feel like I got my Christmas present that year.
Well, it's a great arrangement. You mentioned David Chase as an up-and-coming arranger and so forth. Maybe not a household name yet, but sounds like he will be soon.
Well, he's a household name on Broadway. He does much arrangement and music directing for some of Broadway's biggest shows. It's just that those people's, you know, fame normally stays within the industry.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned Broadway stars and so forth. You've had the pleasure, I guess, of working with people like Nathan Lane and Martin Short, Mandy Patinkin, and a lot of others.
Audra McDonald, Kristen Chenoweth, Barbara Cook.
Wow. Barbara Cook, one of my favorites. Now, there's a name from the past, but she can still sing great.
Oh, she's amazing. She's still a name from the present as well.
Yeah, I mean, she is going to be. I don't want to too much date her, but she's, I would presume, well into her 70s, right?
No, she's into her 80s, actually.
That's okay.
She had her 80th birthday. She's not shy about it at this point. She had her 80th birthday concert in Carnegie Hall a couple of years ago.
Right. Well, that's why I was trying to be kind. I didn't want to.
Well, she still sounds fantastic, and, you know, she's really one of those ageless talents.
All right. Well, that's fun when you have an opportunity to work with people like that and others that that have come along and worked with your orchestra, Katie Lang and Barry Manilow, Elvis Costello, Patti LaBelle. There's a great voice. And of course, traditional favorite like Mel Torme over the years. I'm sure you have some memories of some of these people that are pretty amazing.
Oh, sure. I mean, I've been very blessed with the opportunity to work with some incredibly talented people. And from a voice sort of view, actually, my commercial recording debut was with Mel Torme in 1993, and I conducted a sold-out concert at the Hollywood Bowl with Mel Torme and Peggy Lee a couple of years after that. I went on tour with Mandy Patinkin. This is before I even came to the Boston Pop, so he's an old friend. And some of the newer voices we've worked with, Elvis Costello, Ben Folds, John Mayer, those people have been really exciting as well. It's just amazing who passes the stage at the Boston Pop.
Right, and for some people that are listening to you talk about this, and you mentioned Mandy Patinkin, how you started, kind of longtime friend of yours, in the Rhode Island area. Mandy's cousin has a column in the Providence Journal, and that's where a lot of people might recognize that name, Mark Patinkin.
Mark Patinkin, huh?
Yeah, so
he's got a lot of cousins. I know another one of his cousins who works in the acting industry, so, you know, Mandy's got a big family.
Well, see, when you come here to Providence, you'll be able to read Mark's column. So
okay.
we'll hook you up with that. Right now, let's get to some more music, and tell us a little bit about this next piece that's also on Slate Ride, the Hallelujah Chorus.
Well, this piece, of course, is not a piece that needs very much introduction, and it's certainly the oldest piece of repertoire that we play on this album. It is the linchpin chorus of Handel's great oratorio, The Messiah, and it actually doesn't come from the Christmas portion of The Messiah. We're so used to hearing it around the holidays and attached to the other Handel Messiah Christmas portions like For Unto Us a Child Is Born, but it actually comes from near the end of the Easter portion of The Messiah. But, you know, it's a piece that is simple and open and full of praise and has weathered its, 300 plus years very well.
Right. All right, we'll listen to that now and be back at the end of that.
Yeah.
back talking with Keith Lockhart and talking about their CD, Sleigh Ride, and listening to the music from that. And we go from the Hallelujah Chorus to something that's a little bit lighter than that. This is "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and a favorite of a lot of people, right? And I'm sure a favorite of yours too.
Of course. Is this the "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Harry Simeone? Because we've actually done a couple of those over the years.
Well, this is the night. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." It's a little over 6 minutes long. It's on the Sleigh Ride album.
That's the one. You know, that's the thing. We do so much music at the Boston Pop. Sometimes it's hard to keep track. This was actually a version done in the 1950s by the great choral leader. Back in the days when Robert Shaw had his chorale and Norman Luboff and all those people, Harry Simeone. And it was a favorite of mine. My dad had a Harry Simeone chorale Christmas recording called The Little Drummer Boy. When I was growing up, he played it constantly, and I had this piece absolutely etched into my brain. And for me, for many years, I didn't really realize that A Visit from St. Nicholas, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," was a poem. I thought it was a song, and I thought it went like this.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll listen to it now, then take a short break and be back with more of the Boston Pops with Keith Lockhart.
His nose like a cherry, all wrinkled with fun.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and tonight we're pleased to bring you a repeat broadcast with Keith Lockhart of the Boston Pops, which was on the program several years ago. During this holiday season, we thought it would be appropriate to bring those memories back once again. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and having a very pleasant evening indeed listening to beautiful music provided by the Boston Pops and our special guest, Keith Lockhart. And Keith, in going over some of the things that the orchestra has done over the years, the website says you've done over 1,000 concerts, and I'm sure that number has increased since this website was
updated. Actually, I think it's probably about 1,250 by this point. So,
wow,
I'm working on the second 1,000.
and a lot of people don't realize that your tenure there is you're in your 15th year, I believe, right?
I'm the second longest tenure in the history of the organization. The organization's been around 125 years, and the only tenure longer than 15 years was Arthur Fiedler's, which I'm not likely to catch because I have 35 more to go to get to that.
Well, we hope you do. We hope you do anyway.
You're very kind.
And we want to tell everyone that some of this music can be downloaded. It certainly can be purchased at their website, which is bostonpops.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. Bostonpops.org. Great place to either get our brand new download of the 12 Days of Christmas or a great place to pick up a copy of Sleigh Ride if you haven't done so already, and a great place to find out about all the concerts we're doing and where we're doing them.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music, which is Do You Hear What I Hear? Tell us about that one.
Well, this piece was originally written for an extraordinary young gospel artist whom we came to know through our gospel nights here at the Pops during the spring season. Her name is Renice King, and she lives and performs and teaches in the Boston area. And we asked one of our favorite gospel and R&B arrangers, we have all these different arrangers who work for the Pops, to take this familiar modern Christmas hymn and create a really, really over-the-top gospel rendition of it, and I think he succeeded. This is really one of my favorite things that's come into being in my years of creating new Christmas music for the Pops.
All right, here we go. Do You Hear What I Hear?
Thank you. us bring him silver and gold.
Well, Keith, I want to thank you very much for being on Conducting Conversations once again and coming back after a one-year absence. We missed you last holiday season, but hopefully we can create a tradition here.
I hope so. That would be great. It's always good to talk to you, Mike.
And it'll be great to hear you and see you at the Dunkin' Donuts Center on Saturday night, and or for some of our audience, at Mohegan Sun on Thursday night, the 17th. And if you need information, you can go to bostonpops.org and get all the information there as we discussed. We're going to go out with one more tune, Happy Holidays. I figured that's a good way to close it off.
Exactly.
Thank you once again, Keith, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Happy holidays. Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year! Ho, 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 ho.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.